Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are going to give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to be talking about failed ACL repairs, and they're much more common than you think.
I would think they're very common.
Now, when we talk about the ACL, first of all, we're talking about the knee, and we were talking about the anterior cruciate ligaments. You have those, there are two sets of ligaments that go across the knee that keep the knee in place so it doesn't go backward and forward. And they're real deep inside the knee. And when those things blow out, not a good thing.
Bad things happen.
Yeah, and there's an estimated 400,000 people come down with an ACL injury each year. Unfortunately, 18,000 to 35,000 of those repairs will fail, and they're going to require some sort of treatment to, you know, to make it better. And now, this is what's amazing. These ligaments, the surgeries, they fail particularly a lot, but it has a lot to do with the technique that the surgeons are particularly using. The other thing is when we studied this, when we looked at this, one of the things is most surgeons only do, believe it or not, about 10 ACL surgeries per year.
One a month? That's not enough.
Not a lot, right?
You need a guy that's in there every day.
You need a guy who's banging these. You know. So that's one of the things. When you're getting an ACL repair, you want to make sure you're talking to somebody that's not doing one. When was the last time I did this? I think about 3 or 4 months ago. You want someone that's doing a lot of these repairs. Now, what happens, too, and the reason why they fail is that there's a technical error with when they're doing this is that they're putting what they graft is they take a tendon of the kneecap or the hamstring to regraft that. But what happens is that the line that they make when they attach it, for some reason, it's too vertical. They put it in the wrong position. It's not anatomically correct.
Right.
So when the person goes back to doing it's not in the line that particular person was doing that event. So it's more likely to fail. So that's one of the most common reason why that happens a lot. Also, inadequate time for rehabilitation is another thing. Physiological factors, again, such as the alignment of the patient's bone and muscle function, how strong they are, right. How strong the knee ligament is.
So you need a guy that's doing this.
Yeah.
Not a dabbler.
So again, 85% of surgeons do 10 or less per year.
Yeah. Go for the other 15%.
You got to interview somebody that's doing a ton of these.
Yeah, every day.
How many did you do last week? 14. Yep. Yeah, you're my guy.
Exactly. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.